Sunday, Yemin Shir and Shar HaBechina. We're going to start from talking about Busha, the shame, being ashamed that people get embarrassed. The Yisod of Shar HaBechina, of course, is that when we daven, when we serve Hashem, what are we serving Hashem for? So most people think that we serve Hashem and like, so we're doing Hashem a favor, we're doing something for Hashem that Hashem wants, and He's going to reward us, and we get a reward. So the Chavis HaLavis doesn't like that, and really when you think about it, it makes no sense, right? Hashem doesn't need anything. So what is He telling us to do? Just to robotically obey Him and get a reward? It also doesn't really make much sense. Chavis HaLavis's view of the world, of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, is very telling, that he puts Shar HaBechina after Shar HaYichud and before Shar Avodas Elokim, which means that after you develop a knowledge of Hashem and a belief in Hashem, which is of course the basis of everything, if you don't believe, then we can't start dealing with you, we can't start talking. The next most important thing, and this can't be stressed enough, and this is, we're learning Chavis HaLavis, and this is his view of life. The next important thing, the Sefer Chavis HaLavis is a ladder. The next most important thing, if the knowledge that Hashem exists, is feeling grateful to Him. So how do you feel grateful? Gratefulness is a feeling. You can't just say modim anachnu lach. If you say baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam shekol nehi bedvaro, and you don't feel grateful, so then it's not worth anything. It's empty words. Okay, you said the bracha, you had kavona even for the words, but you missed really the whole point if you don't feel grateful. So what did you feel grateful about? So the Chavis HaLavis wrote Shar HaBechina to try to teach us to feel grateful about everything, not to take anything for granted, not to take your nose for granted, not to take breathing for granted, not to say, well, that's the way it is, Hashem made the world that we breathe, but nothing is, well, that's just the way it is. Everything, and the Yisod of Shar HaBechina, is done with kindness, is a reflection of Hashem's kindness. He gives to people. He's a no saint. It's beneficial for people. These are the best of all possible worlds. Not everything is always perfect in the sense there are people who are blind. There are people who don't have legs. There are people who suffer tragedies. But I'm not going into the fact that it's always tov. Put that aside. That's not an issue for now. But on the whole, the world is a miraculous place full of good things for people, full of things that keep people alive, things that give people nourishment, give people color and taste and geschmack, and it's good to be alive. The Chavis HaLavis doesn't want us to disdain life and say, I can't wait till I get to Olam Haba. Not the Chavis HaLavis' world. He wants us to embrace life and to appreciate the smell of a flower, the color of an orange, the color of a peach, the juice, everything. And then to say, well, Hashem did that. And it's not only the things we experience, but he went into at length, and we learned it, the whole biology of a person. But really, he said, there are seven disciplines that you have to think about. And he said, anything I'm going to write in the Sefer is a drop in the bucket. He wants you to do two things. It boils down to two practical lessons, meaning to think about how beneficial, right? We talked about, oh, it's so beneficial to have memory. Imagine what life would be like if we wouldn't have memory. We see, if you're ever not sure, so we see people who don't have memory, and we see how miserable they are, miserable the people around them are, right? They could walk out the door and not remember where they live, not remember who their spouse is. It's very tragic. You see, there's all that is memory. The fact that I tie my shoes in the morning, I remember how to tie my shoes, that's my memory is working. So all We have to be grateful for that. We have to be grateful for forgetfulness. That's the, we're in, like, human character, aspects of the, intellectual part of a person, the mind of a person. He went through the biology of a person. I was in the middle of saying, you know what it is to sneeze, you know what a big bracha, it's a miracle to sneeze. Right, Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal says on the tape, if you would say to someone, when you say modim today in Shmona Esrei, modim anachnu lach, I want you to think about your nose. Thank you for your nose. So look at you like a meshugana. But he says on the tape, he's the meshugana. She's the meshugana. If she doesn't thank Hashem for her nose, if she doesn't feel grateful, first of all, the nose smells. That's, forget about that, the nose breathes. The nose smells, and before it comes into your mouth, it hits your nose, right? And you can smell. My wife's always smelling every piece of food that she takes out of the refrigerator. I see it's because of the refrigerator. You see, refrigerator is a big bracha. We thank Hashem that someone invented the refrigerator. But I see that it makes every piece of food in there suspect in my wife's eyes. Maybe it's really spoiled. So she smells everything as she takes it out. But we have to thank Hashem for that bracha. Why should something spoiled smell bad? And why should I be able to detect it? So sometimes you detect it by looking at it. It turned brown or doesn't look good, right? But if we waited until we ingested it, then it would be too late. Our stomachs would reject it. We'd vomit. Which is a miracle also, that the stomach vomits something that doesn't agree with the system. But the smell is a tremendous bracha. It's like a shomer. It's like guarding the mouth, guarding. First you smell it, the nose juts out of the face. You have to think about these things. And then to think about, again, there's two parts. To think about Hashem's kindness, that he gave me something with which I could detect, that I could smell, and also all the pleasures of smelling. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a special pasuk that you make a bracha over besamim, because the Rishonim explain, because the fact that you make a bracha over food and drink wouldn't tell you that you make a bracha over smell, because it's more intangible. So what's the pasuk? Kol ha-neshama tahalel ka-haleluka. The Gemara says, what is something that gives the neshama pleasure, but not the guf? A reyach tov. Your guf is not benefiting from the reyach tov. It's more of a edel, a spiritual pleasure. Something smells good. It's a more of an intangible pleasure, and the neshama has anah. So we learn out to halel ko, you make a bracha over it. What? I'm sorry. Okay, but we're talking about now recognizing Hashem's kindness and giving us a vehicle to smell with, the bracha of smell, and then we breathe through the nose, right? And right, and there's mucus there, and it's like flypaper, and it captures all the dust, and dust carries germs. So before it gets into our lungs, we breathe in through our nose, and it filters out. And you have the sinuses there, which is the filter. And then when there's a buildup of not good stuff, so you sneeze, which is a miracle. A baby sneezes also. Nobody taught the baby how to sneeze, right? A one-day-old infant sneezes. It's a miracle from Hashem. So one is to recognize the miracles of Hashem. And if you do this with your nose and with everything in the world, you'll burst with gratitude. You won't know what to do. You won't know like how to. What can I do for Hashem? What can I do? How do I say thank you? And that in the now you reached the next shahr with the shahr avodas Elokim. See, that's the chodesh avodas's beautiful system of life, is that everything we do, Hashem doesn't need anything. It's our way. Hashem wired a person that he has hakaras hatov, that he feels indebted when someone does something for him. It's a feeling of also, it's not coming to me. It's not kochi v'otzim yadi. Hashem gave me. It's not kochi v'otzim yadi, and it's not even, that's the way it is. Rotten things smell bad. That's the way it is. Nothing is the way it is. Hashem made everything. So you're suffused with gratitude, and then what Hashem wants is for you to do A, B, C, D. Right? Very simple. That's all He wants you to do. So that's, and then it makes sense. It's not a robotic obedience, which is fine, and it's the way many Musa Svarim learn, but not the Chayyus Halvavus. He doesn't want blind obedience to the Melech. Everything is an expression of thank you. And that's why he puts Shar HaBechina second, because it's the most important thing. And your Avodas Hashem is all gratefulness. So what you have to do is think about what you're grateful for. And these are things we never think of. Forget about the nose. The memory, forgetfulness, and now we're going to talk about busha, the midah of being bashful, of being embarrassed. Who thinks that it's something I have to thank Hashem for? But yes, that's what he's teaching us. And then, first of all, I'm saying, when you delve into it, remember, we're living 1,000 years after the Chayyus Halvavus, well over 1,000 years. We have much more of an ability to delve into things, right? Wikipedia, Google. You study, but this is what he wants you to do. And it's a chiyuv on every Jew. Even if people don't do it. But Chayyus Halvavus told you, mechuyuv to do it. And that this is what your whole life should be based on, being grateful to Hashem. You're mechuyev to study the benefit of everything around you, whether it's breathing or ingesting or having pleasure from a sunset. I mean, everything. And then you have to study history too. Who put me here? How did I get to be where I am? I started off as a nothing, a helpless one-day-old baby, and now I've reached this age and I have a family. I'm living there at Israel, and like it's mind-boggling. So he wants to study everything, and he also wants you to study its chokhmah. In other words, I could look up in an encyclopedia, and I could see, wow, the nose. First I say, wow, the nose is amazing. First of all, it tells me if food is rotten, something spoiled. Second of all, it's the way I'm supposed to be breathing, is through the nose, because the nose filters out dust and germs. So thank you, Hashem. Then you study more how it works and how complicated it is, and how you can't build an artificial nose. They can build an artificial nose, plastic surgery, so you shouldn't look funny. So you have a plastic nose, but the plastic nose is not going to smell, and the plastic nose is not going to breathe. So the chokhmah of Hashem, and again, we have an ability, living 1,000 years after the Chayyus Halvavus, to see, and this, that's what I said, the Shara Bechina is like the perfect bridge between Shara HaYichud and Shara Avodas Elokim, because there are two aspects to Shara Bechina that he wants us to do. To realize how everything is a kindness of Hashem, and think, wow, it's so, Hashem is so kind, this is how a baby eats, right, from the mother, it bonds, it's such a kindness, then it develops teeth. Everything is a kindness, and then when you delve into it and you see how it works, and you see it's like having huge factories and computers, like it's almost indescribable. Anything you look up in the encyclopedia, and believe me, encyclopedia is not the sum total of the way it is. It's just where human knowledge is holding now in Tav Shinayim Gimel 2013, but right. It would be the height of arrogance to think that we understand everything, right? So there's so much chachma there. You say, of course there's a Hashem. Like only a complete idiot would be an atheist. So you reinforce that, because everything in the world, everything in the world on a superficial level mitigates against believing in Hashem, especially nowadays where the goyim don't believe in Hashem either. So everything around us, so we also don't. I mean, it's hard to find people who truly believe in Hashem. Everybody believes in Hashem. You believe in Hashem, so yeah, of course I believe in Hashem. But then the things that worry them, and the things that perturb them, and the things that make them all stressed out, etc., etc., etc. So, you know, what good is it to believe? So that's what he wants Shar HaBechina to accomplish. Gratitude and seeing Hashem, because it's so complex and so full of wisdom and so complicated. And anything you look up is tremendously complicated. So we have to get into that habit, and then every bracha will be different. We'll feel Baruch Ata Hashem. We feel grateful. Grateful is only a feeling. It's not, you can't pay lip service to gratefulness. Yeah, your kid does. Say thank you to Tante Miro. She bought you a nice present. Thank you, Tante Miro. But he's not feeling grateful. He's feeling, how come my brother got a better gift than me? That's what he's thinking. By the way, I'm very grateful for the file cabinet. I really am. And it has a tremendous ripple effect, because that file cabinet enables me to put my files in a file cabinet, which frees up the bookcase that I was using for Sfarim, which frees up the office. Like, it has a tremendous ripple effects. Now, so many people are happy with this gift. My wife's happy because I cleared out my house from all the overabundance of papers. The only person that's not so happy is me, because I have to be masader everything now in the file cabinet. I can't just dump it in. I could, and I will, but then I have to make some seder there. But anyway, thank you. And part of gratefulness is, of course, hoda'ah, meaning for the lashon of to be moda. Because one of the reasons it's so hard to feel grateful is because, I said this many times, and that's the link between the two meanings of the word hoda'ah, which is to thank and to admit, is because one of the reasons it's so hard to feel truly thankful is because it's an admission that we couldn't have done it on our own. And we need someone else. And we always need Hashem. And a person doesn't want to admit that. I don't want to admit. So that's why true thanks is the feeling of gratefulness. And therefore it has the same, it's the same word as to admit, because it takes an admission that you can't do it yourself. It's an admission of helplessness, of powerlessness. I couldn't do it. So we have to train ourselves to do that, to be on top of things in that sense. So we'll start with, I'm going backwards. I hope it's okay. But I'm not asking you if it's okay. I'm just hoping it is. Most of you don't have a text anyway and don't know the difference. See, this is a perfect example. Think about the quality of a person feels embarrassed. Busha, right? Busha is a tremendous gift from Hashem. It's unique to mankind. Animals are not embarrassed. Animals feel fear that they have. They have certain instincts / emotions, but they don't feel embarrassed. Magdola ma'alosa, how great is its quality, its virtue, for rabba to'alta v'takonosa. And, you know, he wants you to stop and think. We're not going to stop and think, we're going to read the Chavis HaLovas. But he wants you to stop and think how useful and beneficial embarrassment is. Now, embarrassment is almost it's a human condition that's really is negated by Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Embarrassment is, you care what others think about you, right? That's, if you wouldn't care what the halavai, we could be embarrassed of Hashem. That would be wonderful. Chavis HaLovas is going to ask in a few lines, if embarrassment is so innate to the human condition, why aren't people embarrassed from Hashem? Now, he's assuming we believe in Hashem. If you truly believe in Hashem, and therefore you truly believe Hashem's watching you, so why in the world aren't we embarrassed from Hashem? Now, this is really a Gemara, famous, very famous Gemara, that the Birchim and Zakeh told us, Talmidim, halavai, we should be as embarrassed from Hashem as we are from people. But I'm straying a little off on a tangent. His point is, are you too cold or are you too warm? What? So can't you just not shut it off, chas v'shalom, but make it like a higher thermostat? Raise the thermostat, maybe? No, but if you raise the thermostat 1 to 2 degrees, so we'll see if it makes a difference. And if you shut it off, I'll rebel. I don't know if you can adjust it. I don't know. That's Ari Stern department. Yeah, but why don't we do that? Maybe that's a contributing factor to your feeling cold.
Yeah, see
the name Sasson here. Did you know that? Did you know you donated the plug? The whole band. Let's see, I hope it helps. Embarrassment is caring what other people think of you. That's what the feeling of embarrassment is, caring what the others think of you. Criminals work more at night than they do in the day. They're not just because they'll get caught. Everybody has a certain, right? The poor man sticks his hand out. We don't want to admit how often we give something because we're embarrassed to walk by and not put anything in. You want your spouse to have a good opinion of you. Embarrassment is a very, very powerful force. The lulei he says the chayes halavos. He says a very interesting thing. Lahayu ma'achson achsonoi. You wouldn't take in guests. You're asked to take in someone. You know, can you give a meal for Shabbos? Right. You don't really want to, but you're embarrassed to say no. Embarrassment, chesed Hashem, to force us into good behavior. To push us, I should say, to push us into good behavior. Now, it's not ideal. And if you do something because you're embarrassed, you should try to immediately think, and also because Hashem wants me to do it. So you'll save a little of your good deed, and you'll get a more pure mitzvah. You'll get a mitzvah anyway, and that's the benefit of embarrassment. But it's, you want to purify your mitzvah, you'll say, and of course, because Hashem wants me to do it. People wouldn't keep their words, their word. A lot, again, he's saying a lot of our keeping our word is because we're embarrassed to go back on our word. We wouldn't fulfill requests. Someone asks you for a favor. Why do they say, they call you up on the phone, they say, can I talk to you? So you say, tell me what you want now on the phone. He says, no, I want to talk to you. Now he wants to borrow from you $5,000. So why won't he tell you on the phone? Because it's much easier to say no on the phone. Why? Because when you're looking him in the face, you're that much more embarrassed to say no. So he is very smart, and he says, I don't want to tell you on the phone, I want to come talk to you personally. And he's right, because this way you'll be embarrassed. V'loy goyimlin chesed, there wouldn't be as much chesed in the world, if not for shame. U'misrachkim min hara b'shem davar. We have evil in our hearts, says the Chayvel Havavos. There's a lot of stuff we would do if we wouldn't be afraid of getting caught, maybe making the next day's papers. Our kids will find out. It'll be terribly, terribly embarrassing. There's a lot. It's a big shmira on the doing things that we shouldn't be doing. Ad ki dvorim rabim mi divrei ha-Torah osim bavur ha-boshes. The Chayvel Havavos is talking. Let's admit it. Many things that the Torah requires of us, whether it's doing a mitzvah saseh or refraining from an iser, many things, dvarim rabim, are a result of embarrassment. It's a very interesting way of looking at it. Most of kibud avaim is because they're ashamed from their parents, they're ashamed of what other people will think of them. Oh, look at that guy, look what he does. I hear he dumped his mother in a nursing home and he never goes visits her. So you're ashamed. So you visit her because you don't want people to say, you don't want the nurses to think bad of you. Koshkein zulosam, forget about parents. Koshkein, you wouldn't honor other people, not parents. V'lo yimashivim pikadon, you wouldn't give back a pikadon, you would deny it. Or some say v'lo yimashivim aveda and some nuschaos. Because okay, he just keeps pounding away. What a bracha! K'moshamar akosav, and we find in Yirmiyah Navi it says gam bosh lo yevoshu. The Navi remonstrates with them that they're not embarrassed. Kam hachlim lo yodo. You want to know? This is right at the Mount Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, ki l'ba'avur tia yiras Hashem al pneichem. The reason I made such a big deal out of Mount Torah with the thunder and the lightning and you're frightened and you experienced Hashem is so that you should have yiras Hashem al pneichem on your faces. So the Gemara says, what Yiras Hashem is al pneichem? What Yiras Hashem is found on your face? So abusha, embarrassed, you blush. Meaning, if again, as the Gemara says, I mean, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, as ponim legehenim, uboshes ponim leganeden. If we could carry over this feeling of bashfulness, what the pasuk means, Bavurtiya Yiras Hashem al pneichem, ezuhi yirashi al aponim, heviyomer, say zeboshes. That's embarrassment. That's seen on the face. But that's Yiras Hashem. If you have a sense that Hashem's watching you, it's the first Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, right? It's a wonderful preventative from chait. Because you're embarrassed of Hashem. Yeah.
Is that where we acquired the Jewish trait of Vaishonim at Har Sinai? We have three character traits.
Yeah, it's not talking about a character trait. When Moshe Rabbeinu says that Hashem wants you to develop Yiras Hashem al Pneichem, so the Gemara says that means busha. When it talks about the three character traits, it's probably it's like by Shanim, but it's probably talking about tznius. We're naturally by Shanim, and we don't flaunt things. We dress tzniustik. We Klal Yisrael has an innate tznius to it. I would imagine that's what the Gemara is talking about. It would be a leap to say it's talking about busha from Hashem when you're doing something wrong. It means by shanim, or maybe it just means we do care what other people think about us. Again, Shar Yichud HaMaisa teaches us that in the service of Hashem, we shouldn't care what people think about us. But we're talking about Adarab, the other way, that it's a spur to do what's right and not to do what's wrong. Again, like it says, as ponim legehenim, or busha's ponim leganeden. The Omer, and again the Navi says in Tzfanya, below Yodeya Avol Boshes, the evildoer, the person that does Avol, he doesn't know shame. So he has the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says Gam Bosh Lo Ye Boshu, they don't feel embarrassed, ashamed. Gam Hachlim Lo Yodou, and here in Tzfanya it says below Yodeya Avol Boshes. That regulates society to a very great degree. People are embarrassed to be caught. They're embarrassed to be seen as evil. And now he asks the question, so why is it? It's a great shock. It's a big kasha. Shahutba ba'odam ala boshes mebnayodam. The feeling of shame and embarrassment is given to people innately. It's a characteristic. You're embarrassed. Bavurmar shazacharnu mitel alosot bo, and it has all the benefits to society of which we spoke. The yosemimashas acharnu. And we didn't go into every benefit of being embarrassed. So why v'lohut balaboshes miboro? So how in the world did that miracle happen that we're not ashamed of Hashem? Hamashkival of Tamid. Now, if I were to ask that question, I'd tell you to write down an answer. I think most people would answer, because we don't really believe that Hashem's watching us. We're not really cognizant of it. We don't really think he's looking at us. We have this vague idea that at the end of my life I'm going to have to go and stand in front of Hashem and give a cheshbon for my averus and mitzvahs, but the embarrassment to do an avera because Hashem's looking at me, that is not so simple. But the Chavis HaLavad doesn't give that answer, because he was talking to people who believe totally in Hashem and firmly have a sense, like the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem v'negdi tamid, Hashem is watching me. So the Chagadol says, how in the world can anybody be chote? If someone's watching you, you wouldn't break a store window and take a piece of jewelry? Not because you're afraid of getting caught. You'd be embarrassed to act like a ganav in front of your best friend, in front of any friend, in front of someone you don't even know, a fellow Jew, even a non-Jew. You'd be embarrassed, you know. You have self-respect. You don't want to be seen as a ganav. So if you believe in Hashem, really, you're not talking to us. I don't think he would ask the kasha if he would be giving this class. Not because you ladies are wonderful. You come to learn very halachos. But I would say most people, I'll say it, so you can shoot me if you want. Most people do not have a sense that the Ramah talks about in Shulchan Aruch, in the first Ramah, that Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Summit, a person always has to walk around with a sense that Hashem is watching him. I think people don't do that. So it's not a big kasha. But he's asking a kasha to people who do have that sense. So he's saying, so why aren't they embarrassed? Why does anybody ever do a chait? Yeah. Give the lady a gold star. That's his answer. But that's a miracle. That's what he said. It's a miracle. Hashem gave us busha, and he made a miracle that we don't have busha to him, because it would take away bechira. So that's another miracle. It's a miracle within a miracle. The emotion of busha is a wonderful thing. Thank you, Hashem. Why should we feel embarrassed? Like, what wiring is in a person? Hashem made a person wired to feel embarrassment because it has such great benefits. Maybe I should give homework. Maybe I'm not giving homework, so the Olam shouldn't be so bored. He says that embarrassment has many benefits that he didn't talk about. He talked about embarrassment being an enabler of good behavior and a preventer of bad behavior. That's how he talked about embarrassment. Then he said it also has other benefits, which I'm not mentioning now. That's what he said. V'yoser mimasha zacharnu. So, everybody next week or Wednesday has to come in with at least one thing. Not now. At least one. And don't tell me tznius. Maybe yetzni. Maybe tznius would be a good answer. I was about to say, like, don't tell me a mitzvah and a veira, because that's his point. It's an enabler of good deeds and a preventative of bad deeds. But I guess tznius is beyond good and bad. We have an innate sense of tznius. And that's embarrassment. Like, I'm embarrassed to walk around half naked. Like, I'm embarrassed. Baruch Hashem. Nowadays they're not so embarrassed anymore. It's very unfortunate. No, that's because a child didn't develop his seichel yet, and it's a function of seichel. It's not a nes that a behemoth feels no seichel. But what's a nes is that a person who is embarrassed to cross on the red, let's say, if someone's watching him, he's embarrassed because the person will think badly of him, is not embarrassed to do an aveira, and even though he knows Hashem is watching him. He's talking about a person. He's asking, u'minatema ha-gadol. It's an amazing pele, big question. We don't feel the question, unfortunately, I'm saying, because we don't feel Hashem's watching us. So we figure, we know we get a black mark. The truth is, Rabbi Sol Salanter asks the same question in Or Yisrael, but he asks it mitzad yira. If we're afraid of a lion in the street, we're afraid of crossing a busy highway, we're afraid of a fire, why aren't we afraid of Gehenna? Why aren't we afraid? Forget about Yiras Hashem, like the high Madrega. Why aren't we afraid of Gehenna? We believe in Gehenna. We believe we're going to be punished. And people walk around with fears. People are afraid of things that they should be afraid of. How did it happen that we're not afraid of Hashem? We're not afraid of being punished. Why do people do Averis? Chavisal Lovis is asking the same question, but a little differently. He's asked, by the way, Chavisal Lovis of Rabbi Salanter is like 1,000 years apart. I want you to keep your perspective. Chavis HaLovis was before Rashi, before the Rambam. Chavis HaLovis is Rabbeim or Gaonim. He was like the first of the Rishonim. Very, very first. He was before the Rashba, Ramban, Rashi, Ritva. Any Rishon you can think of, Chavis HaLovis probably preceded. He was the first generation of Rishonim. If it's Rabbeim or the Gaonim. And then, right? Episode Salanter was like, 100 years ago. Okay, just to give you some perspective. But they both asked this very interesting question. Except Rabbi Sol Salanter asks it mitzad yiras Hashem, and the Chavis HaLovis asks it mitzad busha. And their answer, though, they give the same answer, that it's a nes to enable bechira. Because if it wouldn't be for that nes, we wouldn't have bechira. So Hashem had to make a nes, that our natural instincts of fear, that we fear a ganav breaking into the house, and we fear whatever, all the things that we fear, and rightfully so. So, but we don't fear Hashem the way we should. So again, we can answer because we don't really believe we'll ever be punished for it. Okay, that's, well, we don't think about it, the cognitive dissonance. We try to, but if you do believe in it really, so how can you ever do an averis? It says it's an ace. That is the chavis halal. This is teretz for busha. But wait, don't forget the homework. You have to think of another mila busha has. And really, again, really, we should just learn Shar HaBechina. We should. This is why I went back, because I got a good rest and I'm inspired again. Like the end of last month with my foot, and I was tired. I don't feel I was giving over the material in an inspired way. Please don't tell me I'm not today either. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear that. I can't take criticism. I'm very sensitive. But let's say I don't prepare for a class. So I don't have time. I say I'm going to walk in. I'm going to be embarrassed. It's so pervasive. And the Chavis HaLavus wants us to think about this. And thank Hashem for the midah of embarrassment. Because it keeps us honest. It does so much for us. And then he throws in these three words, v'yoser mimasha zacharnu, and more than what we mentioned. But he mentioned being good and avoiding bad. V'lohut balaboishas miboro. How is it going to be that a person does not have a natural inclination to be ashamed of Hashem? Hamashkev olav tamid. And again, remember, the Chavis HaLavus is the definition of busha, because it's not so easy to define. His definition is, I care, I don't want people to think badly of me. That's my embarrassment. People think badly of me. I don't like that. That's the midah. Embarrassed means I can't stand the thought that the other person looks down on me, has a bad opinion of me. So Hashem is always looking at you. So it's a pella. And again, this was written in a time when Goyim believed in Hashem. They might have believed in Avodah Zarah. See, there's a mile to Avodah Zarah over atheism. You'll pardon the expression and don't get any ideas. But there's certainly a quality, a mile of it. There's a tremendous mile of it. You believe that there's a higher power and it's watching you and it knows what you do. And that nowadays, look how much worse the world is, because the world is totally atheistic. I don't care how many people go to church. It doesn't matter. The whole world is atheistic. Schar v'onesh, Hashem cares what you do, and it affects us. Of course it affects us. I've said it many times, I'll say it again. Even the Frumer newspapers are not written in a way that's hashkafically safe. You read a newspaper every day, and what's banged into you every day 100 times in the 6-page newspaper is that this happened because of this, and this happened because of this. Yeah, they'll throw in maybe Baruch Hashem if someone was saved from a car crash. But they won't say Hashem did this or Hashem wanted this. They don't write that way. So you'll say, yeah, okay, you can't write a newspaper that way, but certainly you believe it. But it's not. I believe when it's pounded away at you and you read it, and it shapes the mind. It shapes the mind. That's why that really. It shapes the mind because it's constantly pounded that everything is cause and effect. And this happened because of that, that happened because of that, the stock market went up because of this, and the economy is down because of this. And it's hard to well, it might even be the vehicle through which Hashem functions. It might be. There's no Nisim nowadays. But really, it's so again, the Chavis HaLavus was talking in a time when Goyim truly, truly, truly believed in Hashem, and that's why it's such a kasha. And he answers what you said. Kedei shelo yei muchrach al avodaso also. It was done, but I want to say it's another miracle. The feeling of embarrassment is a miracle. Thank you, Hashem, for creating this midah. And thank you, Hashem, because He wants us to be rewarded. So thank you, Hashem, for cutting it out when it vis-a-vis Hashem. Because that enables Bechira, and that enables us to deserve a reward for what we do. Or to put it differently, if it's too crass to use the word reward, it enables us to bond with Hashem, Ba'asid Lavo, and the bonding with Hashem is a result of our own labor. And what do you mean our labor? Hashem does everything. What is our labor? Why we didn't do anything. We did Bechira. And that's an amazing miracle in itself, that Hashem, I'll say the words, I've said these words a few times, whoever listens will remember. But it's an amazing, amazing miracle that it's really usher to say the words. Hashem withdraws himself to enable you to have Bechira. That's not his point here, but it's my point. When I say Shar HaYichud, I'm going to mention it, Bli Nedim Yitz Hashem. Because Hashem is everything. So how could I have Bechira? Hashem, like, so Hashem enabled me to have Bechira. Bechira is not a fake. It's not like an optical illusion. It's real. But for it to be real, there has to be like one corner. I don't want to say the words, because it's wrong. It's one of the things we don't understand. Is Hashem enabling it or not? Like, you say, okay, he's enabling Bechira. But if you think a little deeply, you'll realize that doesn't really answer the question. Because he wants you to do a certain thing. So he wants you to have Bechira, but that means he enables you to go against his will. And it's your choice. So you're being machadesh. You're deciding what to do. It's like utterly amazing. But that's not even the Chavis HaLomis' point here. His point here is that to enable you to have Bechira. The Yechlash Chiyuv Tagmulo Alohi Aleha. Listen to that. So Hashem won't have such a big need to reward you if you don't have Bechira. So if you'd be embarrassed of Hashem, and that's why you didn't do the Aveira, you'll still get schar. Listen to his implication. He's so precise to Chaim Salbovas. You'll still get schar. Because, you know, with Bechira, you can do anything. You could say, I don't care what other people think. I'm going to do this Aveira. You can let your taiva get the better of you. So you'll get some schar. He says, but it won't be as powerful. The yechlash means you'll weaken. That's why it's good if you have a text in front of you. You'll see the beautiful words he uses. The yechlash chiyuv tagbulo aleha. Your reward will be weakened if you do things out of embarrassment. If you felt Hashem's looking at you like the policeman's looking at you, so you'll get schar, because, you know, you might say, I don't care, but it won't be as much schar. So I don't know how to express it. He was okay. He uprooted the emotion of embarrassment. Remember, Chavis HaLomis is talking to someone who believes Hashem is looking at him. He wouldn't have asked his question on us, on me. Sorry. He wouldn't have asked the question. Because we don't, Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Samid, come on. How many times a day do you think about that? Do you really feel it? You're walking in the street, everywhere. The Ramah says everywhere, in the privacy of your house, in the bathroom, when you're sleeping, Hashem is looking at you. We don't want to think like that. Too much pressure. Nowadays, we have pressure. Everything has to be without pressure. But the Chavis HaLomis is talking when everybody believed that Hashem is watching you. So it's a good question, and it's a very good answer. Aval, but you, then he says something beautiful. I don't have time to develop it. He says something very, very beautiful. We don't have a natural feeling of shame, but we could develop a feeling of shame from Hashem. But the feeling of shame will develop, says the Chavis HaLomis, how do you develop it? See, to us, we'd say, you develop it by thinking that Hashem's looking at you, because that's really a chiddush, because I don't think Hashem's looking at me. But if I focus on that and think about it and convince myself that it's really, really true, which of course it is, so I'll develop shame. But the Chavis HaLomis is talking to a person that thinks Hashem's looking at him, right? Is aware that Hashem's looking at him. But Hashem miraculously uprooted the midah of shame. So he says, a person, and now you know another quality of learning Shar HaBechina. Because how can I go against Hashem's will? He is keeping me alive. He's letting me breathe. He's giving me fingers. He gave me a spleen. He gave me the sun. The sun's giving me energy. If you develop learning Shar HaBechina, now we have a third. I said one thing of Shar HaBechina I started off today is that it develops your feeling of gratitude, which is the basis of our Avodas Hashem. He doesn't want it to be any other way in Chavis HaLomis. He doesn't want it to be because a melech is telling you what to do. He wants it to be inherent. I am doing it because I want to do it, because this is my only way of saying thank you. It tells us Bechina first tells us Hashem exists. Hashem, complexity, planning, purpose. Everything in the world has planning and purpose. And now we have a third thing. It will develop that I'll be ashamed to do an aveira. My natural feeling of shame, I don't have, because Hashem miraculously took it away to give me bechira. So how do I develop a feeling of shame? He's talking to people who already are mindful of the fact that Hashem's watching them. So he says a big chiddush. I don't know if it's a big chiddush. He says a beautiful, brilliant thought. You develop it through Shara Bechina. Because we're reflecting of all Hashem does for us. Our mind should be exploding with gratitude. And anachnu maspikim lahodos l'cha Hashem alokeinu v'lokeinu v'lseinu alachas me'olef elef alfei alovim v'ribe revovos po'amim atovos she'asisim avolseinu v'imanu. So I'm embarrassed, right? The guy saves your child's life and then he asks you for a drink of water. You're embarrassed to say, oh, get your own water. Right? So that's what he wants us to develop. V'daitenu hashkafasu al niglosenu, as well as out of our awareness that he's watching us. Minister Osenu, and he knows what we're thinking, and he knows all the things going on in our mind. That's okay. K'mashom Rakosu, Boshu v'hikolmu midarcheichem beis Yisrael. The Novi Yecheskel is urging Klal Yisrael to be embarrassed. To be embarrassed. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, no, next week we're having this special series, but if people want to know, we're starting the next part. It talks about Shar HaBechina, about the human mind. Not how it works, but just the gift that we reason. We have inductive reasoning, deductive reasoning, that our minds work. Such a bracha. The biggest bracha of all, just as a hakdama, we'll continue in 2 weeks, that it enables us to know Hashem. And that's unbelievable. That's the biggest gift a person can be given in this world. That I know I have a borei olam that created me, and I'm thankful to him for creating me. That's the biggest gift a person can be given. Sanity, intelligence, etc. Okay.
What's the special theory you're talking about?
By the powers of the Women's League of Chayvus Halvavus.